Alright, you're on, my friend.
There's no one in the bathroom, but let's murder him anyway. Chapter 18. Look, Margaret exclaimed. Her heart, at last, had started beating again, and it quickly filled with hatred. She hated everything and everyone, starting with those motherfucking mams, and pretty much ending there. And Charlie! There were more doors in this house than her equilibrium could handle. I don't believe it, Charlie quickly, Victor Melodrude. First flesh-eating plants, then park-violating Martians, then fucking mam beheadings. What's next? It's something the plants hadn't thought about. Did the plants think? The plants were constantly being bombarded with tungsten lighting, Dr. Berger's incessant prattle, video game noise, and Charlie's raspy sassiness. And they were getting edgy. Where once they were shiny and active, now they were sullen and dull, mirroring their human siblings, Margaret and Charlie. Look again, Charlie reared back and told choked his sister. You have a bra. Oh, for fuck's sake, Charlie. Margaret knew she couldn't leave any part of her bra showing when she was around Charlie. He was at that age. He was tall and frond-like, robust, and yet he had no bust. It pissed him off. Hey, Charlie said. Do you want to wrestle? Margaret's eyes reconvened behind their sockets, debating the type of glare they would give Charlie. One part horror and one part Marlboro advertisement, they decided, and shot a stare that had a certain ragu-laden humanity. Then her mouth decided to spit a brazenly green loogie. Her arms decided to do the three-finger sloth salute with one hand, and then Hulk Hogan Charlie with the other. Margaret lunged, and Charlie went crashing to the ground. The dentist would seem like a trip to the candy store after this. Charlie would beg the dentist to clean his teeth before he'd ask for another sloth salute beatdown. But the cap was off, the toothpaste was oozing out, and any salient points to be made in this paragraph had run out of room. Other plants, lesser plants, would have turned leaf and run, but not these motherfuckers, oh no. These plants, being part human, were dabbling in the occult, betting on the races, playing video games, smoking and drinking. Look at this shit, Charlie screamed, appalled, and still looking meekly at Margaret's right hand as he glanced around the maniacal menagerie. Hey, that's my Halo. The plants were playing Halo and smoking American Spirit, even though Halo depicts graphic violence and American Spirit contains carbon monoxide. Their green hands and dexterous tendrils smoked and played with elasticity, usually reserved for world-class athletes. And they were smoking like freaking chimneys. Holy fuck, Margaret exclaimed, coughing, and then slapping Charlie's hand away from her bra strap. Charlie, what the fuck? Lunch wasn't far from their minds, despite the looming presence of dental appointments and chain-smoking, flesh-eating plants. Distracted by nicotine and flashing images of violence, the plants were not a threat to anyone. They had effectively been converted to meat puppets. Margaret advanced cautiously, teeth in her hand. The meat puppets, she noticed, weren't paying attention to her. Margaret, get the Sandy Perlman over here, Charlie implored. No, look, they don't know I fucking exist, his sister salivated. They think I'm a nicotine-addled gamer. What? They don't think I'm a person, they think I'm a plant, Margaret said. She had run way past reason and was fondling madness. Cute? I mean, what? One person, one plant, Margaret said. She was a brave little toaster set to stun. Margaret, to quote you, what the fuck? I had an exclamation point in there. Okay, to paraphrase you, I'll tell you what the fuck, Margaret responded. But she was immediately entranced and embalmed by video game noise, detritus, and secondhand smoke. She sat down next to a game-playing plant, elbowing it out of the way and grabbing its video game controller. She had decided if you can't beat the motherfuckers literally, then motherfucking join them. Daddy, Charlie called out. Their father gagged in response, shooting a snot rocket onto the floor. He was clothed now, all decked out in black spandex. Oh, Margaret. Charlie was at his ladder's end. Oh, fuck. Their father was contemplative, inserting the word epoch randomly into his musings. Epoch, he screamed, intending to lecture plant and animal on the evils of substituting random nonsense for reasoned nonsense. Margaret said nothing, but immediately began to salivate. No, don't go dead alive on me, Charlie screamed and started slapping his sister like she was a piñata filled with noxious gas. Charlie, you want something to do? Margaret exclaimed gleefully. Suck my tit. Oh, Dad? You don't recognize your own dad to not fucking be rude in front of him? Charlie responded, as if the subject had been lunatic fringes for 200. Dad's at the airport, jackass. After that statement, the plant started playing video games in unison. In horrible unison. And as they played, Old Man Burger was busting a gut, writhing on the floor. Their father said, as if he was lunching on roasted lion sautéed in nicotine patch. Give me the SAT answers, Margaret said to his brother. Suck my tit. No, Charlie insisted. Margaret, get your fucking head on straight. Margaret started shaking her head like it was on fire, like her head had been ripped from its moorings. As she lunged around the room, her brain started racing. Green and Martian cowboys, Death Stars for cutie. I'm fucking losing my head, my mind, and my visitation rights, she responded in the guise of the enormous baby she had become. This must be a secondary effect of living with two mealy-mouthed motherfuckers and a mom who's always off notarizing shit. She leaned back and started sautéing the roasted lion with her nicotine patch. No, 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 you're just a jackass, Charlie insisted. That's nice. That's real nice, Margaret said. Except I quit acting like you a long time ago. Ha, 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 ha. She leaned back and rinsed off the lion with fake plastic ice cubes she had bought off her dad. Children, Dr. Burger screamed. You're both fucking jackasses if you want the truth. Now get me off this fucking floor. My nicotine patch is wearing off. What did Lioness just say? Charlie asked in front of everyone, his hands contemplating schizophrenia. Do we have to go to the airport to get the rest of them? No, I'll go, Dr. Burger said. Just pump me with fluids, point me in the general direction, and give me 3 days' worth of supplies. What? Wasn't even a question, and of course it was Charlie. But we watched you leave for the airport. How? Margaret began bidding on idiotic questions. That wasn't me. That was my plant clone, the good doctor explained. It's fatter than I am. Hate to tell you, Dad, Charlie interrupted. It looks exactly like your fat ass. But what the fuck? Please. Even though I've just told you that my fat ass is even fatter ass plant clone, I don't have time to explain, the father said, impatiently expressing his impatience. I'm only one man. I thought you were two. The dad who's been fucking with our heads and treating us like shit all our lives. That was a plant. Yes, of course it was, you stupid fucks. I'm only one man, and I have needs. But one of those needs is not putting up with my whiny, nitty, DNA replicate kids. Margaret started lying in the lion sauce. No, Charlie interjected into the idiocy. How can you say that you put up with us? I can say whatever the fuck I want, Dr. Burger ballyhooed. I growed up. No, you can't say whatever the fuck you want, Charlie said, newly brazen. That's okay. It's okay, Charlie, Margaret said. I really don't want to die. Not today. Not like this. She leaned back and rinsed the plastic curly fries off her dad's back. Kids, Dr. Burger said, I'm just fucking with your heads. I'm not going to kill you today. Did you say today? Charlie asked from above his dad, with his hands wrapped around his neck, contemplating the history of patricide. Because today you were supposed to be at the fucking airport. No, I wasn't, Dr. Burger said. Actually, I was supposed to be interred at Forest Lawn. What? Charlie let go of his father's esophagus. But hey, I'm still alive. No, you're not. You're a plant. Dr. Burger, another Dr. Burger said. You're my clone. Daddy, Charlie said to the new dad, and then, excuse me? How do we know you're our dad? Will you shut the fuck up and think? Daddy, Margaret screamed, our lives are in danger, and Mr. Martinez says you're a creep. And as soon as she had said this, Margaret regretted it. Mr. Martinez had told her his creepy thoughts about her dad in confidence, and right after he told the tempestuous teen that he loved her. That motherfucking worm, his father exclaimed. I'll pickaxe him to death. During all this tumult, the plants kept on playing video games and wringing their tendrils. Margaret spat at the plants like she was yummy Sopranos actress extraordinaire Jamie Lynn, something or other. Look it up on IMDb, Charlie shouted to the narrator, who wasn't at liberty to listen or to look up anything on a computer. His father sighed gregariously. Charlie, the mad gamer, was angrier than a young Malcolm Little. Finally, the narrative got back on track. The roasted lions disappeared, and Dr. Burger started punching each of the siblings. He extended his arms. He ducked and he weaved, flexing his arms after each blow landed, and flashing his rodent teeth. If you ever even dream of beating me, you'd better wake up and apologize, he screamed at Margaret and Charlie. Daddy, Don't you want to kick Mr. Martinez's ass? He's the one who called you a goofy fuck. And without printing out a written warning, Dr. Berger turned, opened the door, and sailed out like an Alsatian on fire. Daddy, for fuck's sake, where are you going? I say let God sort him out, Charlie insisted, and then he and his sister started playing Halo with the plants, ignoring their father's behavior. Get him! Get that fucker! The kids played with an insanity that Dr. Berger would have been proud of, had he not fled with his ass in his hands and piles of plants and video games in his bathroom. Margaret and Charlie were making beelines to be the top scorers. But they were confronted with the gruesome realization that their merely mortal fingers were no match for essentially evil tendrils. With all their determination congealed into their playing, they looked up and did not see their names in the top 10 scores, just some houseplant named Randy. 1. Randy. 1,763,414,677,312,8. 2. Randy. 1,673,144,767,123,8. 3. Randy. 1,376,441,776,231,8. 4. Randy. 1,737,144,677,132,8. 5. Randy. 1,736,144,677,321,8. Daddy! Margaret cried out. What the fuck?
Yeah, kid.
That's an awesome chapter. Oh, man.